Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, as I make this, and as some of you may know, I'm originally from London, the results of the London mayoral election are coming in, and it seems fairly obvious that Sadiq Khan, who is a Muslim of Pakistani extraction, is very, very likely to win. In fact, he's likely to win really quite overwhelmingly. And the reason for that is that he is the best possible candidate that you could have put up in London, and Susan Hall, the Conservative, is the worst possible candidate, and I'm going to explain to you why. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? It really helps if you do that. Could you subscribe here on YouTube, and could you subscribe over on thejollyheretic.com? That's my Substack, where I put all of the spiciest content that I dare not put on here, and where if you like what I do, you can support me for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. But importantly, please do subscribe and subscribe here. Now, why was she the worst possible candidate? Well, I wrote a book some years ago called Race Differences in Ethnocentrism, which really spells out why. What we found in this was that the people who we compared different racial groups on how ethnocentric they were, based on I would, you know, die for my country, I would fight for my country, or I wouldn't want a foreigner as a neighbour. And what we found is that the whites and Africans were low in negative ethnocentrism, i.e. they don't mind foreigners as neighbours. And they weren't particularly high in positive ethnocentrism, whereas South Asians were much, much higher in negative ethnocentrism, i.e. not wanting a foreigner as a neighbour, and they were very high. They were very high in positive ethnocentrism, i.e. Fighting for their country, looking out for the good of their group, essentially. Whereas East Asians were kind of intermediate between whites and South Asians in terms of negative ethnocentrism, and a bit higher than whites in terms of positive ethnocentrism. So South Asians have very, very, very high basically positive and negative ethnocentrism. They are a highly ethnocentric group of people. Now, this is very important. This is extremely important if we understand the results, because it means that white people will have much less of a problem voting for a foreigner. They will happily vote for people that aren't white, because they're just not particularly negatively ethnocentric. They're not particularly racist, basically. Whereas you would expect South Asians to have much more of a problem doing that, to be much more not likely to do that. Now, when we then looked at the factors that were further associated with being high in positive ethnocentrism at negative ethnocentrism at the national level, the big factors were religiousness, and also cousin marriage. Now, of course, South Asians, if they are Muslim, are quite likely to, are an elevated likelihood of engaging in cousin marriage. And also, being Muslim, they are extremely religious. Now, what that religiousness promotes is a highly patriarchal form of religiosity, which basically means that women are seen as to be controlled, are seen as the chattel of males, and in an intellectual sense are not really to be taken especially seriously. Now, this obviously has implications for the mayoral election. What it means is that people who are South Asian Muslims living in London, and there are quite a lot of them, are very likely, no matter what his politics, to vote for a South Asian Muslim man. And that's what Sadiq Khan is, a South Asian Muslim man. Susan Hall is, first of all, not South Asian. That's problem one. So these are people that would be relatively high in negative ethnocentrism, and she's not South Asian. And even if they weren't relatively high in it, you would expect people that were a minority within a country to want to put members of their own group into positions of power, because they would feel disempowered. But, you know, so even putting it aside, you would expect them to vote for people that were like themselves. Whereas, as we have seen, this is not the case with whites. White people would be much less likely to vote for somebody because they are white, and be more likely to vote for them because they agree with the policies. So that's the problem, first of all, that she's white. Secondly, she's not a Muslim. Again, this is in a highly religious group of people. They will tend to have an in-group preference with regard to people that are of the same religion as them. But she is not. She is not a Muslim. So that's the second problem. And the third problem is, of course, that she is a woman. And this is a highly patriarchal religion that even in its more liberal forms, which does not really take women particularly seriously. OK, you get certain exceptions to that. Benazir Bhutto was the Prime Minister of Pakistan. But a big reason for that was because she was the daughter, she was the heiress of a political hero in Pakistan, and she was seen to embody him. It's otherwise rather rarer that that should be the case. So yeah, normally this is a highly patriarchal society. So in a way, you could argue that Susan Hall had basically lost the election the moment she was put up as a candidate, because she was the wrong candidate. She was not South Asian, she was not Muslim, and she was not a man. Sadiq Khan is South Asian, is a Muslim, and is a man. And he is only likely to be defeated when the Conservatives put up a South Asian man, and preferably a South Asian Muslim. And then, of course, it could really get rather interesting.
Are you ready for the future of the West?